anniversary.
This album's celebrating an anniversary.
Kia ora, Adele.
Kia ora.
Kia ora. I'm just having some mic issues, but take it away, man.
Sweet as yo. All right, so while Sam is living up in Cuba, I am covering again for anniversary albums. I will be introducing our anniversary album, Kanye West's fourth studio album, 808s and Heartbreaks. It came out down in 2008, so let's celebrate that. An album that may not be universally praised, I stress that, it still stands as a polarizing album in Kanye's career and a true underrated achievement to my ears. So after releasing a string of highly successful and groundbreaking hip-hop albums such as The Colors Dropout, Late Registration, and Graduation, Kanye was gearing up to release what he promised would be Good-Ass Job. That promise fell through after his breakup with fiancée Alexis Pfeiffer and the death of his late mother, Donda West. So I feel like that was really what made the... She just fixed the mic, by the way.
Yeah. This mic was like trying to run away from me, and I kept.
Oh, you should have seen it. It was a sight.
The beauty of radio is that you can pretend that you didn't just do something really weird.
Yeah, but I had to just announce it to everyone.
Anyway, so this is like something that he made in the wake of a lot of tragedy.
A lot of trauma. And like, of course, because he was really like, yeah, I'm going to make this new album called Good Ass Job. And it's going to be, you know, it's going to be following that celebratory like feeling that The Graduation had and everything. And then that all just went downhill after his breakup, after his mother died and all that kind of stuff. And so all Kanye West really wanted to do was just sing. He was just like, I just want melody. I got all these melodies I want to do, and I just want to sing, and I just want to, you know, make sad pop music. And that's what we got. And that's what...
And sad boys everywhere cried. Yeah.
All the frat boys started tearing up and everything. It was great. But yeah, and so this album was recorded from September to October around 2008 at Glenwood Studios and at Burbank, California, and Avex Recording Studio in Honolulu, Hawaii, with the help of producers No ID, Jeff Basker, and others. Kid Cudi, who was on the rise, played a big role as a writer and a feature in the project. He featured in Welcome to Heartbreak,
yes,
which was a big single on that album as well. I think that was a single. I know they had a cool little music video for it and stuff like that. And he smashed his feature on that song, man. So the release of the album already made fans confused with melodic singles such as Love Lockdown and Heartless. Songs like these made it seem like a complete transition to like mainstream pop. But I felt it wasn't like that. I feel like there's something really artful and really honest and very innocent about that album. It's like, it's kind of like a kid is singing these lyrics. They're very simple, they're very like, what's it called? Not ignorant, but they're very just absent-minded.
Yeah.
Like, it's just like, this is my first time feeling heartbroken.
Yeah.
And this is how I feel.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm completely vulnerable. And that's what I really love about this album.
So, where we going?
Where are we going?
Take us through to the song.
All right, fantastic. So I'm going to start things off with the first track of the album, things up with the opener. I am excited to start this off because Say You Will is the name of the song, and it is beautiful. It is absolutely beautiful. I love the choral. The choral vocals around the background that come in. The instrumental of this album is really sparse. There's like electronic bleep bloops. It really reminds me of like being in like a hospital room.
Just
like bleep bloop all over. And it's just like, it's 6 minutes long. It's split into two halves. The first is vocals by Kanye West, simply talking about a tragedy of him, of his ex-girlfriend not wanting to come back to him and moving on with her life, and he's still in the same spot. And then the second half of the album is just this beautiful instrumental that just goes on, makes you feel empty. And that's how you want to feel when you listen to an album like that. You want to feel like crap.
All right, well, enjoy, everyone. This is Say You Will by Kanye West.
Why would she make calls out the blue? Now I'm awake, sleeping soon. Hey, 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 don't say you will unless you will. Hey, 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 don't
this is so fly, crash lands in my room. Can't waste no time, she might leave soon. Touch your soul. Take off your cool, then lose control. Fantasize about you.
the dark, scary depths of the melodrama. Wow, that was so dramatic and tragic at the same time.
Having such a hard time, that man. Oh.
Yeah. Far out. How's everybody going? Are you still with us? This is Anniversary Albums with Adele. We're looking at 808 Heartbreak and Heartbreak, sorry, from 2008.
2008, yes.
Yes. So, yeah, Kanye West. Boom. What's up next?
Up next is Bad News. Now, I used to really hate this song. Like, I feel like when this album came out, I was like, ah, this is lame-os. You know, but then I don't know. I think I was slowly growing as I kept on listening to it. Like, Say You Will finally caught me, and then the singles finally caught me, especially songs like Love Lockdown and stuff. Mm. But Bad News was always like, it's probably the weakest song. Yeah, that's not anymore.
Yeah, not anymore. Maybe you kind of grew with it.
Exactly. Yeah. And I don't know. It's just like, this is another song that's kind of divided into two halves. Still, there's like an instrumental half, and then there's like a lyrical half. Well, it's not even that lyrical. Kanye West's lyrics on this are quite simple, quite straight to the point. He really just lets you know, yeah, this girl probably cheated on me. I'm sad. I heard some real bad news. You know, boohoo, all that kind of stuff. But like, it's, I think just the instrumental on this, especially around the second half, the strings are coming, and then like the bare drums are coming at the end. I don't know. It's just a real trip. It's this song's a real trip, and I really love it, and I hope you guys like it too.
Didn't you know I was waiting on you? Waiting on a dream that'll never come true. Didn't you know I was waiting on you? My face turned to stone when I heard the news. When you decide to break the rules, 'cause I just heard some real bad news. People talk like it's old news. I played it off and act like I already knew. Let me ask you, how long have you known, dude? You played it off and act like he's brand new. When you decide to break the rules, 'cause I just heard some real bad news.
That was Bad News by Kanye West. This is our anniversary album with Adele. And do you reckon it's like upbeat? That song was upbeat, but it was still really sad.
I don't know. Yeah, I found myself like kind of like shimmying to like the end, like jump break.
A sad
break.
Shimmy.
Yeah, yeah, you know? It was like a real sad shimmy, like one tear drop falling down my eye, and I'm just like, oh, I'm so sad.
What was it that you said before? This is for all the sad boys in the club.
Yeah, this is for the homies crying in the club right now. This, I dedicate this for you.
At the day raves on a Monday.
Yeah.
All right, we're gonna go into an ad break and we're gonna conclude anniversary albums for this week. After this.
Another year of Splore, another year of the world's best music and arts playing loud in paradise. And another incredible lineup, including
Rudimental,
Orbital,
David Rodigan,
Sam Perry,
The Illustrious Blacks,
Princess Chelsea,
The Beths,
Haiku Hands,
Dub Pistols,
The Correspondents,
Jess B,
Tali Live, and more to be announced. Get deep in the good stuff with Splore. February 21st to the 24th at the scenic Te Papakanga Regional Park. Go to splore.net.
It's your Kiwaha o Te Wiki, your saying of the week. This week,
Kei Tua o Ta Wauwau, away with the fairies.
Yo, you coming to lunch? Oi, even listening?
Huh? Oh, mate, Kei Tua o Ta Wauwau, waho. Didn't sleep much last night, sorry.
Ha! You're something else, my mate. Let's start with a coffee.
Kei Tua o Ta Wauwau, away with the fairies.
It's your Kiwaha o Te Wiki, brought to you by Ngā Tauira Māori, the University of Auckland Māori Students Association.
Just when you thought Northern Bass couldn't get any bigger, they're back with a huge second announce, featuring Chase and Status, Joey Badass, Pendulum Live, The Upbeats, Calibre and DRS, Ivy Lab, Om Unit, State of Mind, and many more, not to mention Action Bronson, Keys and Crates, Shapeshifter, and the other epic acts already announced. Northern Bass, bringing the best and low end to beautiful Mangawhai, December 29th to the 31st. Go to northernbass.co.nz.
Happy birthday, baby. You're the most beautiful Bubba a mother could ask for. You're always here. You don't ever have to go away. And you won't run off with your tennis instructor, will you, baby? No, you'll never leave. Oh, it makes me sick how much I love you. You'll never leave. Not like them. Never.
Devoted to your pets? 95BFM's Heavy Petting is here to answer all of your veterinary queries with help from the friendly folks at Pet Doctors. Heavy Petting, thanks to Pet Doctors. Every second Tuesday, only on 95BFM Drive!
At this radio station, we do our utmost to abide by the Broadcasting Standards Authority and their rules and guidelines. If you seriously think we've crossed the line on air, give us a call on 309 4831 within 20 working days of the broadcast date and tell us about it. We'll be able to help you out and tell you the procedure if you wish to make a formal complaint to the Broadcasting Standards Authority. Fuck knuckles, cock and piss. Balls. Thank you.
Okay. So we're about to conclude our anniversary album with Adele, who has been standing in for Sam. You said he was in Cuba.
Cuba.
At the moment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've only seen some photos. I haven't hit him up about Cuba.
Have you ever been there before?
No, I've only been here, Australia and Kuwait.
Yeah, I've only ever been to Melbourne and Japan.
Oh, yeah.
That's it.
Story time after this.
I know, story time. We're saying a bunch of stories. I once passed out at a Kanye West concert. I was inebriated. Don't do that. I was inebriated and I was exhausted. I was hot. And I accidentally passed out. But we did actually get to be at the front, like 2 meters in front of the front row, just watching Kanye like sipping cool water. So thank you. Shout outs to St. John's. Thank you very much. I think it was actually for that 808 tour. Yeah, my boyfriend really loves Kanye. So we went along and it was great. Aside just from like the passing out part.
Passing out and watching Kanye West sip cool water.
But is, I danced at the back like a good girl.
Literally my dream.
Yeah. So you haven't seen him yet?
No, I haven't seen him.
Okay, well, I hope that one day you get to go see him. Yeah. Maybe in a different country as well.
That'd be tight.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Sweet. So yeah, tell us about this new song.
Fantastic.
New song, I think next song.
Before I segue to the final song, which I'm really excited to do, I I just want to talk about the autotune a little bit, because I know that's like the biggest turn off about it, because when...
Oh, autotune freaked everybody out.
Yeah, especially because it was the high, like the peak. It was at its peak. T-Pain was making the biggest singles that ever lived, and everyone was like autotune was just so prevalent. Boots with the fur. Like, autotune was so huge, and when Kanye West, it just seemed like, oh yeah, now he's gonna pander to, you know, the mainstream audiences. I don't know, I feel like the autotune used in this album is so, like, unsettling and not,
yeah,
not
it's
nice.
Abrasive.
It's not like it's making him sound good, it's actually making him sound even worse. Like, if I wanted Kanye West to sound good, I'd rather just have him sing in his normal, like, nasal voice. But
yeah.
I feel like with this, you actually feel like he just kind of sounds like a sad robot.
Yeah.
And I think that's the kind of vibe of the album, and that's something about it I really dig. And it just made him make a bold statement, and he got to do whatever he wanted to do. And that's what I find so special about this album, is he's in the peak of his career, but this is what he wanted to do, and he was able to do it. And that's cool. That's what I really mess with. So with this next track, my favorite track of the album, is honestly, this reminds me of like a sad indie pop song. I feel like the indie kids need to jump on this as much as I, because this is like the sad indie pop song. If you want a song to walk around at nighttime, 2 a.m.
Oh yeah.
Be safe though.
Yeah.
But if you want a
skulking nighttime, around in the shadows at 2 a.m.
If you want a nighttime stroll song just to like ponder on life and everything,
this is the one.
This song is called Streetlights, and all I can say about it is it is gorgeous.
Oh, cool. Well, thank you very much for coming in. You're coming in next week, right?
I'm coming in next week. Yeah.
Cool. Well, see you then.
Whoop whoop.
Let me know, do I still got time to grow? Things ain't always set in stone. That be known, let me know. Let me. Seems like streetlights glowing happen to be just like moments passing. Just not there in the streets. I'm just not there. Life's just not fair. Seems like streetlights glowing happen to be just like moments passing in front of me. So I hopped in the cab and I paid my. Just not there in the streets. I'm just not there. Life's just not fair. life's just not fair.
Happy anniversary to that album.
Happy anniversary.